production. This is the Rush Hour with AB and Elliot's podcast. Rush Hour!
Yeah, and announced in the radio show today, and we'll lead with it here, AB producer Luke. Luke, it is your last week on the Rush Hour with us.
Yeah, a bit sad.
How long have you been here? Over a year and a half?
Yeah, about 15 months on the show. Been working in radio, though, for a lot longer than that.
You were in radio for so long, and then you left for a bit.
Came back
for this job.
Yep.
And sadly, now can you say where you're going?
I will just say that I've had to take a boring corporate government job. Just, you know.
No, you'll have fun.
Yeah. But you're very smart, so you'll suit that well.
Serious question. Mm-hmm. I know last time when you quit radio the first time, and I got a lot of mates that go through this, you lost the love for a little bit. Do you leave this time with a bit more?
I have genuinely enjoyed working on this show.
Yeah.
It has been a lot of fun. We've done some really cool things, and I am going to miss it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. If nothing else,
as long as we didn't burn you and make you hate it.
I'm glad that, because I know, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you're not in the right setup or your gig isn't right, you can end up hating what that is.
Oh, 100%. And that's what happened last time.
Yeah.
You know, I was
pushed.
done with radio for a while. I needed to get, and I was gone for 3 years before I came back to this job, and this job has genuinely it's been a lot of fun, and I have really, really enjoyed it. Yeah,
it will be very hard to replace you. Very hard.
Such
a good set of skills.
I love, and I know this is just a big, you know, Luke, rub and tug, to be honest.
Oh,
but
it's really awkward.
No, I'm not saying nice things about you, but I'm saying for who I am as a human being, I love structure, routine, and people are the same every day. So I'm scared we're going to get someone that's going to be all over the place.
Well, like, that's a thing. You're the kind of person that comes in at the same time every day. You do the same thing
consistent
every day.
Oh, the thing is, I am all over the place.
No,
I just hide it from you.
Yeah.
You worked more hours
that's
than
all.
You needed to the whole
that's
time
all I
you
ask.
Did this job.
All I ask in this role is that someone doesn't talk to me about their feelings, hides if they're sad, and just gets the job done. You know what I mean?
So like, how do you put up with me?
Well, that's why I need a Luke in the producing role. If I have an AB variant in producing this show, I think I'm done. I think that's the end of me. It's the end of the show. It won't last. We won't turn the mics on.
So you're saying
time.
That when I come to you every day and go, can you please break down this fight I have with my husband, you don't enjoy that?
No, I don't mind that. That's fine.
The problem is this industry is full of AB variants.
Yeah, it is. We're very emotional types. Hey, I am unique, though, in some ways.
Yeah, no, you're certainly. Yeah. Certainly unique. Well, enjoy the last few days with you, mate, with the special show on Thursday. We're going to be live at the Cowboys Leagues Club in the lead-up.
Actually, that'll be cool.
Yeah, to State of Origin. The decider for the women's will be in Townsville. So if you're going to be in Townsville, make sure you pop down between 4 and 6. Well, let's look at the show today.
We had our power rankings for the week. Was it? Much movement?
You're losing credibility in that space.
How? Why? Because I didn't bump the Broncos up. You had a bye. What am I meant to do?
Well, you're meant to pay attention to the ladder and results.
You know you've had the same amount of wins as the Cowboys, so I bumped the Cowboys up.
Yeah, but who were the wins against?
Listen to me. I bumped the Cowboys up because they beat the Raiders in the last week before the bye, and you guys lost to the Rabbits. Tell me there's no sense in that.
Yeah, but the Rabbits are different
now.
You know,
we did a quick poll about whether or not we needed to pre-wash our dishes before putting them in the dishwasher.
People are so passionate about that. I need to say.
So passionate.
I had a feeling they would be because Alex is.
Yeah.
As well.
Dolphins front rower Josh Kerr was back. I think we might have got a sneaky little sponsorship for him.
We helped him out, and he's really happy about it. You'll find out why.
Elliot, old school movie review of Jacob's Ladder.
I'm told it's one of the, like, once-in-a-generation horror films from 1990. Hated it. Anyway, we unpacked it.
We want to know how long you'd gone without a vegetable. And
that's
we didn't really
advice.
Want to know.
I did.
Elliot did, to validate his own choice.
Some great people.
And AB revealed a little bit too much about her parents.
Oh, yeah. That stuck with me, that story. You'll never
Are
think
you going to try it when you get home?
No, but I'll never think of 6 seconds as a short length of time ever again after that story.
What else lasts for 6 seconds? Okay, never mind.
Okay.
That would be long for you.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, We've all seen your partner.
Yeah, but if you have sex with the same person over and over again, you know. Like for Luke, maybe, because he's sleeping with people for the first time if he sleeps.
True, he has an exciting sex life.
You know, whereas ours is boring because it's like, I've seen that before.
I still
appreciate it. It's like if you own the Mona Lisa. So I've got the Mona Lisa at home, but if I see the Mona Lisa every day.
No, so should we wear masks?
What I mean, because she listens to the podcast, is you are outstanding and I get butterflies in my bits every time I see you. Well.
Good save.
I'll enjoy the doghouse tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot. 1, 2, 3. The Queensland Power Rankings.
Now, Elliot, every single week you are tasked with selflessly
thank you
taking the time out of your busy schedule and sitting on couches wherever you might be, watching all of the various sporting codes across this great state and ranking the Queensland teams from worst to best.
Yep.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, it's tough work, but as you said, someone's got to get it
and
done.
And it is really weird at the moment. Lots of buys, lots of confusing results.
Yep.
So I have no idea how you do it and what today's going to lead to, but I'm interested to hear.
No, I'm set. We'll go from bottom to top, as we always do. And I know this team put 66 points on the New Zealand Warriors on the weekend, but they're so Jekyll and Hyde that I can't move them off the bottom. The Gold Coast Titans,
really?
Despite one of their greatest wins in club history, is still at the bottom. Well, because look at the 2 weeks prior. AB, if they do this for a few days, then sweet, but...
You know, can they consistently do it is the question.
Which, at the moment, my answer is no.
Say that to Joe Stimson's face when we get him on later this week.
I will.
Okay. Fine.
He's the least scary footballer we speak
true,
to.
True, true.
He'll just laugh. Next, the Gold Coast Suns. Look, they might play finals football for the first time this season, but they have to find a win away, and they haven't yet. They lost in WA yesterday. They lost by 20 points to the Dockers, who are a good side. They put up a good fight, the Suns, but yeah, if you don't win away, you won't be playing finals footy.
Confirmed.
Now, this is tough, right? Because I had the Cowboys third and Broncos fourth last week. Both had a bye. I'm reliably informed the Cowboys had a better bye than the Broncos.
Bent.
I'm told they napped more, had more quality time with families, and fit in more golf.
How
so,
can you do? They're higher on the ladder.
But I made some calls, mate, and I'm telling you, the Cowboys
which
had a better bye.
Beat which team this year already?
What? How many weeks back was that? And you lost to
still
the Rabbitohs
counts.
The last time you played football. Shush.
How can you do this to me?
Broncos fourth, Cowboys third. Our top two, nothing changes. The Dolphins, despite losing, lost no fans against the Storm on
great
Friday
game.
Night. And first spot, hey, and I bagged the absolute, you know, what out of this side to start the year. I'm happy to be proven wrong. The Brisbane Lions are on the premiership march. They dismantled Port Adelaide in Adelaide by 70-plus points.
They're having the run that we wish all of the Queensland teams did, where it was like, okay, maybe they're crap at the beginning of the season, but now they're building up when it matters.
Exactly right. The Brisbane Lions are a team to watch at the moment, and they are way out in front in first place on the power rankings.
And then if there was an even higher level, obviously, the Queensland Maroons would be there.
No, I think they lose on Wednesday night. I think Queensland will win the decider. I think Queensland will lose on Wednesday night.
Maybe. We will see.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
This is an argument that my husband and I have consistently. We were raised very, very different. And a lot of people I meet around my generation are the same. And we get to an impasse when it comes to doing a household chore in particular. I'm talking about the Queenslanders out there that pre-rinse their dishes before they put them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, right.
Alex is one of them, and he actually gets up me if I don't.
Yep.
I was raised by my parents who owned like a business that sold dishwashers. And my dad always said to me, do not pre-rinse your dishes. Dishwashing manufacturers have told me time and time again that you need to keep them dirty in there so that the dishwasher can detect how much dirtiness there is and do the wash according to that.
Right.
And that opinion has been backed up by a woman who is a self-proclaimed laundry expert who comes from the dishwashing industry. Her name is Michelle Peters. On TikTok, she's got hundreds of thousands of viewers. She's done this full analysis in an article about dishwashers and how they work, and basically says, if you pre-rinse your dishes, the dishwasher will not know how dirty they are, and then it'll do a really light clean and they won't get properly cleaned. So you're doing yourself a disservice by pre-washing your dishes and wasting water.
So what's your point?
I am right.
Okay.
I told you so to my husband and to everybody else out there that I've lived with, that I've visited, who's had a crack and said, no, you have to pre-wash. You were wrong. I'm correct. And I hope I've changed the mind of plenty of Queenslanders this afternoon.
You're correct because of a self-proclaimed idiot on TikTok that says she's a laundry expert.
And dishwashing manufacturers for years.
What a dull life she must lead. I'm sorry. I'm
glad there's someone doing it.
I'm going
doing
against
the Lord's work, because making sure that we're informed.
Let's say if I have a dirty bowl and I've just had a bunch of chili in it and it was delicious and there's still residue chili in it. If I rinse the bowl and put it in there, you're saying, oh, it'll only do a light wash. That's all you should need if you rinse the bowl. Isn't that the whole purpose of it? Plus,
but then why are you washing? That's you using more water to rinse it.
So I don't care about that.
The environment?
No, don't care. Well, you want my
wasteful,
honest answer.
It's stupid. And also, can I add,
yeah,
laundry detergent tablets, those aren't cheap.
Where does all the dirty chili go that's in the dishwashing thing then?
So
if
it goes
put it in?
Into a funnel thing at the bottom.
Oh, that sounds bad.
And then your
bad
dishwasher
the
is able to detect how dirty
choke a turtle.
The washes the mm-hmm. wash is, break it down, and then wash accordingly. 13353 though, okay. Change my mind, Queenslanders. Is yours changed? Where do you sit on the dishwashing pre-wash debate?
There'll be someone smarter than me that has the pre-wash idea and why they do it. 13353.
There will be no one who works in the industry with dishwashers.
Oh, okay.
Or is an expert that agrees with you.
Because of a TikToker, a self-proclaimed expert.
And my dad and what he said that the people from Bosch and
20
Miele
plus years
and
ago,
30
said. Years ago. Times change, Annabelle.
No rinsing, Queensland. Okay. Stop your rinsing. Firstly, going to Gladstone on 13353. Megan, where do you sit on this?
Okay, so I don't know what sort of dishwashers you sold because I'm not sure how old you are, but I'm 50.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the dishwashers that even the one I have now, isn't like a smart dishwasher. Like it doesn't help raise your kids.
We wish that
you
know, they all
do,
did.
Or do your taxes for you. But see, so I do. I've instilled it in my kids, rinse the dishes, put them in. Also, I spent working in commercial kitchens for 18 years and we utilise the dishwasher as a steriliser.
Okay. I mean, they might be a little bit different in commercial kitchens, though, don't they?
Well,
do
they might
all
be different
steaming?
In commercial, but what I'm saying is when my kids have forgotten to rinse the dishes, and they put them in, and they put the tablet in, it doesn't actually clean them properly.
So it might be like a rich person dishwasher that AB and Michelle
But it doesn't,
about.
Not all, but just might be my dishwasher or, you know,
normal
I don't know. But we're sort of in favour of, doing a bit of a rinse.
I got to ask Megan, and this is another thing that my mum did raise us with as well, is you do have to clean out the dishwasher every now and then. You've got to get the pieces
absolutely.
And pull them out. And you do that too?
Absolutely. And it stinks.
Okay. How dare you question whether Megan actually
some people don't know that you have to.
Of course she does. Megan's seen some things in her 50 years of life.
She definitely has if she's worked in commercial kitchens. Mm. Okay, Mackay, now Nugget. I think I'm going to guess where you sit on the fence on this one, but take it away.
I don't pre-wash. Good I don't pre-rinse.
And is it
usually because I don't have to because there's no food left on set plate.
So that's the right way to live.
A problem with that.
Yeah.
Like my dishwasher has 7 cycles. It's not a very intelligent dishwasher. It just does what it's told.
Okay.
So it doesn't know if the plates are dirty or what. Mm. I put it on cycle 7. It washes for 220 minutes. Done. Which whether they went in clean or dirty. So it makes no difference to it.
Thank you, Nugget.
You're shrugging over there like, oh, prove a point. He's literally saying you can do it either way. So if I pre-wash, it's going to wash the same as if I don't.
But that's not according to Laundry Talk. They say that the sensors are in there.
Oh, well, sorry, Laundry Talk. What are you going to do next? Get your medical advice off TikTok
I will say as well, the woman that's doing this dishwashing, she just has a very basic white dishwasher.
Right.
Nothing stainless steel, nothing that's blended into the kitchen bench. It's just a stando white one. Mm. So nothing rich there. We'll go to Marion now. Alan, you are a pre-washer. Why do you strongly feel that way?
Because well, for starters, show me on any dishwasher where the sensors are that can actually detect food on your plates.
Thank you,
that's
Alan.
A fallacy. I think where you're getting that information from, they're a special kind of person. They probably clap with their fingers apart, eh?
Hey, Nicole Kidman does that.
Wow. I mean, Alan probably stands by it hearing that. We got time for one more.
That was brutal from him.
Yeah.
Okay, Harvey Bay, where they do everything right. Mm-hmm. Grant is not a pre-washer. Mate, where do you sit on this?
G'day, guys. How you going? Well, I'm on tank water at our place in Harvey Bay. We're just outside of town, and we don't pre-wash for a couple of reasons. We have a dishwasher which has got one of these half-an-hour settings and one-hour settings for a heavy wash. So if it's just light, coffee cups and all that sort of stuff, we do a half-an-hour wash, and we use hardly any water. And if we do a little bit heavier, we use the hour wash. Don't pre-wash anything. Everything goes in the dishwasher. And if it doesn't fit in the dishwasher, we don't buy it as far as cooking utensils go.
And Grant, mostly for you, it's success?
Absolutely.
Yep. And look at that. Because he's got tank water too, he's conscious of the environment.
Cool. I love different opinions.
I like ending on that.
So let's go to Producer Luke. No, we're not ending on that. Let's go to Producer Luke on the official standings. All the calls, the social media that's come through. AB swearing she's right. What are the callers saying overall?
77% of our callers say you need a pre-wash.
Sorry. Oh, no. That sucks for you
now
being wrong.
Now that they've heard the proof.
What's the proof?
They're going to go home tonight, I guarantee.
What?
They're going to look at that tablet that they bought in a pack for $47.
What's the proof?
The laundry talk person.
Oh, knob talk. She doesn't know a thing. She's an idiot. Coming up Sunday, 2 p.m, the Dragons and the Dolphins head-to-head. You're going to hear it right here on Triple M and the listener app as well. Now, from the Dolphins, joining us, top three pests of all time, according to Wayne Bennett, top three best-looking front rowers in the game and top one player in the NRL looking for an undie sponsorship, Josh Kerr.
Hello, I'm back.
Nice to have you back,
brother. Has the phone been ringing from any of prospective underwear sponsorship opportunities?
Absolutely nothing. Still crickets. So.
Dogs.
Oh, no. Oh, no, absolute dogs. But Rome wasn't built in a day, was it?
Josh, it's a huge week for you personally. You take on your old club, the Dragons. Any squirrel grip plans for Ben Hunt or Zach Lomax or a Hopewadi somewhere?
Oh, geez, you know, Tarek Sims taught me the old mechanic move. I won't go into details about it, but, yeah, someone's getting oiled up this week. I don't care who it is.
But is it a strange feeling? Because you did spend a lot of time there, Josh.
It is. It definitely is. But funny enough, when I first came to the club and, you know, when I ended up playing them in around, I think it was two this year, Wayne came up and grabbed me aside and had a big chat to me about it. Last year when our boys sort of played Melbourne Storm, they sort of lost their heads. You know, they had this thing where they kind of wanted to prove to the old club, like, you know, I guess have a go at them or prove it's something to show what they lost. And, I think, you know, Felice ended up getting suspended for a bit. I think Kenny might have got suspended. Yeah, I know. So they had absolute Barry Crocker, apparently. So, it's more, you know, I do want to get a win over the old club, but at the same time, I sort of just want to focus on, you know, I think if I focus on me playing well and doing whatever I do, then we get the win and that's good enough. But, yeah, I can't help but being on the field and, you know, have a few little cheeky jabs at a few of my mates there.
You got to, absolutely. I mean, it wasn't the result that you wanted on Friday night, but very darn close with the Storm. This is what happens when you're in the winner's circle. You're fifth on the ladder, still flying. People start writing stories about all kinds of stuff. Your coach, Wayne Bennett, all of the speculation is, oh, he's spending time coaching South Sydney on the side. That's why they're starting to fly. As a player being coached by this bloke, have you seen him take the foot off the pedal, or is it still 100% Dolphins?
It's crazy, eh? Because it's been exactly the same. You know, I still think that we've been playing some good football. Like, you know, we went down to Sydney and versus Cronulla. We're now top of the table. We beat them down there, which is tough as to do. And then, you know, we only just lose to Melbourne. It kind of come down to the dying last seconds of the game, really. And I think people just come up with these stories. If I was in his position, I'd be doing exactly the same thing. If he is on the phone to South telling him what he wants for next year, because that's his job. But at the same time, he hasn't taken the foot off the pedal with us one bit at all. It's regardless what people say in the media, I couldn't care less. I think we're still having a red hot crack at our team, and that's all that matters to me.
Absolutely.
Josh, as a fan of the game, trying to tip at the moment, I feel like Stevie Wonder trying to play pin the tail on the donkey, because, I mean, we saw on the weekend the two worst teams in the competition put on 1,000 points between them. Why is it such a close competition now, especially compared to two or three years ago when there were so many blowouts?
Oh, mate, we were saying the same thing today too about those games. Like, you know, Warriors beat us and Canberra beat us, and then they're getting blown off the park by teams that we've beaten. So it's crazy like that. I think I don't know what happened with the Warriors game. I actually had a nap on the couch and woke up at the end of the game, and it was all like, what the hell has happened? Yeah. No, yeah, that's it. I think they were with me. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. That was absolutely like I would not have picked that in a million years, but it's probably one of those cases of they probably thought, oh, they're missing a few Origin players. We probably had the wrong mentality to rock up with. And oh, I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know why the comp's like this. And I think it's they had an absolute shocker from what the replays I've seen of the game. And I don't know. I don't know why. I was looking at the ladder today as well, and we're on 20 points, and there's quite a few teams on 18 points as well, including the Dragons and stuff like that. So
make it make sense.
Exactly. I don't know. It's crazy, isn't it? It's absolutely crazy.
Ooh. Hey, we're looking forward to seeing you versus the old fold again. That's Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. on Triple M. You'll hear it also on the Listener app as well. The Dolphins looking to solidify a spot potentially in the top four by the end of the next round. Future underwear model star Josh Kerr, always appreciate your time, mate. Thank you.
Oh, I love coming on, guys. Thanks for having me again.
It's time for Elliot's Old School Movie Reviews.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last time you did this.
No, I think you had me watching that many classic films that I just missed when I was younger that they all fell into one and I stopped for a while, but I'm back, baby.
So yeah. Selfless of you to welcome more couch time into your life. Your fiancé must be stoked.
So much sport, so many movies. It's tough. I did actually watch Hitchcock's The Birds over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Really enjoyed that one. It was really good. But this week's film, and maybe it's going for the school holidays for the parents, certainly not for kids. It's from the year 1990, highly regarded, got a 7.4 on IMDb, the online data movie database. It's called Jacob's Ladder.
Every day, Jacob Singer goes to work.
What's wrong?
It's one of those days.
And every day, he wonders what is happening to him.
Maybe it's the pressure, Jake.
Demons, Jess.
Let me look at your hand. You have a very strange line.
See, according to this, you're already dead.
Ooh, that sounds like my kind of movie.
Right, so it was...
I haven't seen it.
It was called one of the horror movies that shaped a generation from that sort of 90s era, right? I watched it, I think it was on Amazon Prime, one of them. There's spoilers ahead, but can I lead with... I hated it. I thought it was awful.
Do you think that your system needs to go?
What do you mean?
Because you're like, I won't watch anything that's not over 7, whatever.
Yeah.
But yet, there are so many that are over 7 that you don't like.
Right, well, here's the thing. If I can unpack Jacob's Ladder, okay. It starts with a bunch of soldiers. Jacob is one of them. I think he's a medic, and they're in Vietnam. They're at war. All of a sudden, as they're being attacked by the enemy, a whole bunch of them just start foaming from the mouth. Some of them get really cranky. It's odd, and you see Jacob get stabbed. Flash forward to his new life. He's on a New York subway and he's starting to really see some weird stuff. He ends up at a party with his girlfriend and there's like a big demon thing that... I don't know how to say this in the right way. On the dance floor, the demon... enters her? Yeah, it's odd. Then he meets up with some of his ex-war buddies that are going through similar things. They're seeing things. And then they're saying, oh, there's something called...
Is it like PTSD?
Well, that's what you kind of think it is. And then they're saying, oh, it's the ladder. Apparently in Nam we were injected with this drug that made us extra angry and we didn't know about it. It was in our food. And they're starting to see conspiracies. And some of his friends start dying in the modern life. Now, what I hated about this film, because everyone's like, there's a big twist. Is he's dead at the end.
So it's Sixth Sense
vibes. It's him laying, you know, in the way back in Nam. He's not in 99, he's back in Nam. It's his dead body and he'd been stabbed by one of his own mates. But halfway through the movie.
That's the cliche movie twist of the 90s.
You hear in the trailer.
Oh, he was dead the whole time.
You hear in the trailer, and that's early in the movie where he sees this weird psychic woman where she touches his hand saying, oh, it's strange, you're already dead. So you're kind of like, oh, okay, he must be dead already. I reckon that's the twist. And it is! It was a waste of two hours of my life.
So they gave you a nugget, like a, what do they call it? the little like clues throughout
Easter
the movie?
Easter egg.
But it wasn't an Easter egg. It was a whole block of chocolate. They literally told me what was happening and we found out. So 7.4 on IMDb. I'm going to give it a 4.2.
Oh.
And this is what I don't get because they always do it with classic movies. Citizen Kane's another one. Got an 8.3 on IMDb.
That's a great movie.
Oh, it's a snooze fest, Annabelle. It's like listening to both hours of the Rush Hour.
There's so much inspiration that's come from that film.
Like?
No, that is the premise of classic film.
Like what?
All of the famous directors and
Probably
stuff
Jacob's
say that
Ladder.
That was like the inspiration of
Jacob's
their
Ladder, which stunk. Citizen
no.
Kane did as well.
What Oscars did Jacob's Ladder win?
It did win Oscars. It won a whole heap of awards. It was highly regarded, but don't bother unless you already have. Then I'm sorry
well,
you wasted
like
your time.
I kind of have now.
But there you go.
Can I set you a challenge?
Please.
I want you to watch my favourite movie of all time.
Okay.
It is an Oscar winner
okay.
for best film.
Right.
It's called Crash.
Crash. What year?
2000s.
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about racism.
Yeah. Who's in it?
Los Angeles. Brendan Fraser.
Not a good sell for me. Keep
what?
Going. I don't like Brendan Fraser.
Don Cheadle?
Okay. I like Don.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock's in it.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser. He was in Tarzan. He was in The Mummy.
Everyone likes Brendan Fraser.
No, I don't like Brendan Fraser.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
Oh, you've seen it as well. Would it be
Crash.
At the top for you, Luke?
It's a great movie.
No. Crash.
Nothing ever makes it to the top
week.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
I worked out today it's a year to the dot since it was actually a pretty big moment in my life. And I'm going to take a moment for myself here, Annabelle. It's a year today since I went to the shower. I had a look down. I couldn't see any of my man bits because it was covered by gut. And I decided to make a small change to my life.
Oh, I'm very proud of you,
Thank
by the
you.
Way, for that. You've done so well.
18 kilos in total. Oh. And my cholesterol's back to where it's meant to be and all the good things.
And you went blonde too because that's what all the hot guys do.
That was an interesting choice. I think we're going to phase that out. but the rest I'm very proud of. And I put it down to one thing. And I wish I'd worked this out sooner because I remember my grandpa after World War II, he did the same thing and he lived the happiest, healthiest life ever till he died when he was 78.
Oh,
78. No. I stopped eating all vegetables. I got rid of vegetables out of my diet altogether.
No.
Yes, I'm exercising, but I would have 3 sugarless Cokes a day, 4 roll-ups, a couple of LCMs, a microwave meal or 2, a bit of soup, some oats thrown in there. But you know what I did get rid of is vegetables. If it's green, it wasn't going inside of me unless it was a fruity-flavoured roll-up. Vegetables are the thing that kills.
Can I just point out?
You can point out.
That it's not a new thing that you did. You didn't eat vegetables before.
I would sporadically eat them. Now they're just
gone.
Because
I made you a shepherd's pie once.
Yeah.
And you figured out pretty quickly that I'd blended spinach into it.
Yeah.
And you threw it in the bin.
Yeah, not enough shepherd, too much veggies. But I've cut them out altogether. I'm the best version of me. My
if
grandpa,
there are children listening right now,
this is great
please
advice.
Don't take this as gospel.
This is why I did it on school
I haven't
holidays.
Seen his bloods.
Yeah. They're fine.
Are you sure?
It's purple, but that's all right. But my grandpa, and I kid you not, so from the 1940s, after the World War, geez, I should know those dates, 44, from 44 onwards, didn't eat a vegetable. And all he drank was Coca-Cola and coffee.
And he died of scurvy.
No, he had a stroke, but he lived a great life.
I shouldn't laugh at that one.
Yeah, he can laugh now. It's fine. He was 79, happy, healthy. You know what I want to do today? Under no medical advice whatsoever, 133353.
I'm not affiliated with this in any way.
On Triple M's Rush
Hour.
Are
important. You've got to get your vitamins and your minerals.
With AB and Elliot, 133353, how long have you gone without a vegetable? I'd love to see if we could find someone over the 2 or 3 year mark.
So you've legitimately not...
Not out of veggies.
You went to Japanese on the weekend, though.
Right, fish. Hey, the Wagyu, whatever it's called, it was good. There's a guy in the NFL, his name is DK Metcalf, and he's absolutely shredded. You want to know his diet? One meal a day, drinks 1 coffee and 3 bags of candy. Great.
Oh, my God. This is like Mark Wahlberg areas.
That's how
Please
it should
stop.
Be. 133353.
Don't give advice to people.
It's not advice. I'm just seeing if we can find someone that's gone more than 2 years without vegetables and see what their health is
they
like.
They won't ring because they're not alive.
That's a potential point, but I think we'll get someone. It might be all blokes. It wouldn't shock me if it's all blokes.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Stubborn ones too.
Yeah. We'll go to Sean in Mackay first up. Sean, how long has it been, brother?
No, I've actually got a question for you, mate, Elliot. No.
Yep.
What about the old potato fry, mate?
True, it's a veggie.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
What about the old potato chip from Woolworths?
Of course. Mate, I had Smith's yesterday.
What about
I had
tomato
Lays
on pizza?
Mate, you're on the veggie still, that's for sure.
So I am healthy still, Sean.
Exactly. Exactly. Perfect.
That's fine. I like that.
But what about tomato? Yeah. Like, do you have pizza and pasta?
Yeah, of course I have pizza and pasta. So yeah. I'm a picture of elf. I haven't had a solid vegetable in a long time. Let's put it that way.
Not many people have solid potatoes.
What do you mean?
Just like raw. They make them into delicious things.
Oh, raw dog and potato. let's go to Childers. Mark, how long has it been since you had a vegetable?
Oh, vegetable, probably at least 10 years, probably plus a bit, I think.
Okay, and tell us the truth, Mark, health-wise.
Great. I'm sort of nearly 50 next year, I think, and, yeah, can't fault myself. I'm still working hard.
See your bits in the shower?
Yeah, I can.
That's a good sign.
About 75, 80 kilos or so. So, quite fit and strong. And
the doctor doesn't pester you? They're like, that's fine.
No, I don't pester them, so they don't pester me. Exactly. I haven't been to a doctor in years either.
Perfect. That's the way to do it, Mark. If your teeth start hurting, just eat something else. If your gut gets sore, don't worry about it. Doctors and dentists who need
them.
Men
are the worst.
We're the best. Wayne in Cairns joins us on the Rush Hour. How long have you gone without a vegetable, Wayne?
I went up for 3 years. Not 100% strict, but 3 years on a carnivore diet.
I've heard about these. So just meat all day long.
That's right. I wasn't strictly meat only. I did seafood but as well and things like that, but a variety of animal foods, basically.
So hang on, just to paint a picture here, Wayne. So let's say breakfast, we wake up and we have a thing of steak, but nothing else attached to it.
That's right. In my case, I did eggs.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
For breakfast.
Right.
More appropriate.
Lunch?
And lunch, yeah, like steak or seafood. And then I would actually do sushi as well, like sushi train. I just eat all the sashimi like steak. Steak for dinner is always a good one, like a ribeye or something like that.
Why'd you stop, Wayne?
Well, funny thing is, I started to crave vegetables, in particular, like sour foods, like lime. I really missed like lime and that sort of thing, but I did miss vegetables after a while. Yeah.
Yeah, that won't happen.
What was the first veggie you had?
Actually steamed broccoli, and it was so good.
Oh, wow.
That's the thing.
I don't get
about you guys. I love Brussels sprouts.
Blah.
That's the best veggie ever.
That's the worst one that exists. That's up there with squash.
Brussels sprouts are
and eggplant.
Level.
Yuck.
Also love eggplant.
Of course
that's
you
such
do.
Such a versatile vegetable.
This is why we don't get along. We could not be more opposite if we tried. Well,
also, can we do a quick disclaimer, please?
What? Oh, yeah.
Everything that you've said
is
incorrect.
Actually scientifically
and doctors
proven.
Hate it.
Doctors say
and
it's
don't
true.
Do what he says.
Kids,
he
listen
could,
to me.
He could drop dead at any point.
I probably will.
My baby shower in Brisbane with my friends and family over the weekend, Elliot, and things were winding down. A few friends were sticking about and I had my parents there. Everyone was on the wines, obviously, except for me, dead sober, sitting here and having to be subjected to a very uncomfortable conversation with my folks. Yeah. Ugh. Ick. Anyway. They've been married for 30 plus years or something, and they've got a great marriage. I really aspire to their marriage. They're friends, but they can coexist and do separate things all the time. They get along so well.
Don't they do swingers parties?
No.
I swear that's what you said.
No, that's
your
theory.
That's why they go to the Gold Coast every weekend.
Yeah, look, maybe. And maybe that is one of the secrets. But one of my friends, she's newly married, and she said to Dad as they were sitting there having their wines, you know, what's the secret? Like, how do you make marriage work for such a long time?
Yeah, yeah.
And my mum interrupted and she goes, oh, we do this little challenge every single day. I was like, okay, I'm listening. I'm interested to hear what it is. A 6-second pash challenge. They have to kiss each other for 6 seconds every day.
And like a pash is with you.
Like a kiss, yeah, like a tongue kiss.
Oh.
They reckon they've been doing it for a few years and every single day, without doubt, even if they're mad at each other, they'll do a 6-second pash.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
I'm only 3 years married and no.
6 seconds when you think about it and let's...
No, wrap it up. I'm so grossed out. I'm so grossed out.
I couldn't tell you, and I know this is too much detail. I wouldn't have done a pash in years.
No. Like maybe a 2-second kiss.
Yeah, like I'm happy to peck. That's fine.
Yeah, well, apparently they heard it somewhere. Some expert said it's the key because apparently after 3 or 4 seconds, that's when you really connect and it changes things. And it's important to be like, never ever end the night angry.
Yeah.
Do this.
Well, you wonder how many times the pash led to.
I don't wonder that, actually.
I do not wonder. Because if you're having a 6-second tongue dance, I reckon, you know, butterflies get a flying and
I tell you what, though, like
bills on top
at this
of
point of my pregnancy. No, 33 weeks.
Yeah,
starting to get, you know, like on and off feeling at that time, and as they
get on and off what?
Like I'm on and off in terms of feeling well.
Oh, okay.
And at that point, my dad said, "Oh, I'm going to go to bed."
Yeah,
and he went to leave, and one of my friends said, "But have you done your 6-second kiss yet?"
Did they do it in front of you? Please say they did it in front of you. They did do it in front of you. Oh, no.
They went to do it and said, no, that's for private, thankfully. But then I had to think that it was going to happen.
I think lots of things.
But also maybe that's the secret. I don't know. Take with it what you wish. Just don't do it in public, anyone.
Still to come on the Rush Hour this week. Of course, it's a massive week in State of Origin. The men on Wednesday night. Can tell you Thursday, if you're going to be in Townsville for the women's game, the decider Thursday night, we're actually going to be live from the Cowboys Leagues Club broadcasting the entire time, which is a hop, skip and a jump away from the stadium.
Yeah, come down if you're in town. Say hello to us and we'll get hyped up for the girls. It'll be great.
AB will buy everyone that comes down a beer. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.